Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Live Your Personal Best. Today's episode is going to be a quick one, but just equally as powerful, talking all about motivation and the difference between lasting motivation and motivation that just kind of comes and goes, and how you can make your motivation actually last. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot recently, so I think that this will help you a bunch too. And before we get started, I do have an exclusive podcast episode that has not been released on the podcast here. Probably won't be. It's exclusive for those in my community, but it's free. So if you go to week1reset.com/goals, there is an additional 15-minute episode talking about the number one reason why people's goals and resolutions fail. So be sure to go check that out, week1reset.com/goals. And with that, let's get started. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. So recently I've been spending a lot of my time working on writing book number 2, and we're still in the very beginning stages of it, so I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I know that I want it to be more motivational because I love talking about motivation on the podcast. But then my first book that came out, Elite to Everyday Athlete, was more of a how-to guide, and it was more of a transformation of your life, which is great, but now for the second one, I want a different focus. So I was trying to think back to when I was an athlete, what really got me motivated. And I would remember having this playlist, and every time we'd be on the way to the race course, I would have like the same songs that would always pump me up. Or before the team meetings, we would play like an inspirational clip from YouTube, or you know, you see all those football player locker rooms of the coach like hyping them up, and I absolutely love those, and they would always get me like ready to go to war, right? You'd be like, I'm unstoppable now. But I was rewatching some of those because I'm like, okay, like this will be great motivation to help me write my book, right? If that's what pumped me up then, it's gonna pump me up now. And I started watching them, and I just wasn't getting that same feeling. And the reason that I wasn't getting the same feeling isn't because I'm a changed person, or I matured, or that any of the clips and stuff are bad. But I was just no longer in that same scenario of already being in a motivated situation, right? Like, when you're on your way to a race, when you are about to go into competition, I think that a part of you is inherently already motivated. You're already in a state where your adrenaline's high and you're feeling that rush. And so when you're already in an environment like that, and things like this music and this pump up stuff, it's going to just help naturally. It's just going to help amplify what you're already feeling. But if you're in this place where you already aren't feeling motivated, and then you go put on this thing about how, you know, you're need to want this has to be more than your need to breathe. I was listening to it and I was almost like, I don't even know how to apply this. Like, I don't even know that this makes sense to what I'm going through. I just want to be motivated to like get more done in my day. I don't need to like go out there and like attack everything and like run a marathon today. I just want to get up and go to the gym, right? So that was the first thing that I noticed about these. And then the second thing that I noticed also about this was that the motivation that I was having before these big competitions and while going to these playlists and things like that was, it was always very fleeting. I'd feel really motivated in the moment, and then, you know, the competition might end. And if I were to replay those same songs, maybe on the way home from the competition, on the flight back, I wouldn't feel pumped up, right? Like, the motivation wasn't necessarily from what words were being said, but it was from that environment, right? And so because it was strictly based from the environment, the second that environment left, the second that that situation left, I no longer had that same motivation. So brings me back to that same issue of, okay, now here I am no longer competing. If I do a competition, you know, like a 5K, it's not as often, it's not as intense as I was once used to, right? Like, goals always change. How can I find motivation that, one, is more for my day-to-day life, and two, is not as fleeting? How can I pull out motivation from anywhere without being in a certain situation? And so what I came down to was the fact that motivation now for me comes from mindset changes. And I know that sounds very vague, but when you think about it, motivation isn't going to change and last unless something within you changes. And so by listening to these pump up speeches, you know, like, yes, their energy might be high and their adrenaline might be high, but if something in my brain didn't switch, if something didn't click, if something about me did not change, then it's just going to be fleeting, right? And then the second that someone else tells me something, my mind's going to go to that. And so the thing that makes an impact is when some part of you changes, and it's going to be part of your mindset. The thing that lasts for motivation is when you go from believing that you couldn't do something to then having the belief in yourself that you can. Lasting motivation is to be like, I am clueless, I don't know where to go next, to then having a plan, to then at least seeing a little bit clearer and knowing what the next step is, right? That's when you get motivation. When you have a clear path of what that next step is, you're going to be motivated to get there. For a longer period of time, it's going to be lasting motivation until you get there. And so the whole reason that that changed was because you went from I don't know to now I know. You had that mindset shift of I know what I'm going to do next. You had a confidence switch. You had a mentality shift of, okay, I'm going to approach this differently or think about this in a different way. So if you ever find yourself in this pattern of feeling like up and down all day, like you wake up in the morning super motivated and then 30 minutes later you're not, and then maybe you're on the way to work and you're motivated again, or you're at a meeting and then it goes down and you feel like you're on this roller coaster of riding your emotions, the whole reason you're going through this is because nothing's actually changing. You haven't made a switch, and it doesn't have to be a physical one and it doesn't have to be a big one, but just a shift in your mindset is the difference between riding this roller coaster versus having lasting motivation. And I think the reason that we run into these issues too, and we keep repeating the same cycle, is the whole idea of, you know, one is instant gratification and one's not, right? What is easier? Listening to a speech that someone else did, or trying to rewire your mindset, right? Like, that can be the tough part. That can be the part that you struggle with. I'm not saying that changing your mindset is something easy. This might be something that you have to work on journaling on. This might be something that you have to read. But what I've found really helpful for me is, one, all of the guests that we've talked to here, I have so many episodes that aren't just trying to hype you up, but is actually trying to switch how you change your routine and your habits and able to stay motivated, right? So there is so much motivation tip on this podcast. But the other thing too is I like to read a lot of books that talk about people's transformations. I like to read about things that people went through in their own life. And then that's when you see that a lot of times their big changes and their big life accomplishments didn't come from these things that you're like, oh, they won the lottery or they had this amazing deal go through. But really, these big transformations also just came from these small mindset shifts. And so that's where I find my motivation, is hearing about how others have transformed their life and then using that to just make small switches in my mindset of saying, I have the confidence to do so. I now have a plan of where I'm going next. And then that switches from just hyping you up to actually instilling that motivation in you. So there is no wrong type of motivation. I just hope that this helps you when you are trying to plan for the long run, when you are trying to build habits that might be more sustainable for you, when you are trying to take more control over your emotions and your mindset. I hope that these tips can help. And with that, I will let you go enjoy your day. I hope that you have an incredible, energetic, bright and light day. Go sweat it out. I will see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.